If they were
mad.
Yeah, sure. And if you were, and I hope not you, somebody was in a burning building, there were a lot of people in it, they might say, now just keep
calm.
And if you had worked all day, you might come in and say, oh, I'm just so
tired.
Mm-hmm. And then if you were just real, real tired, you might say, I'm just all
worn out.
Mm-hmm. Now, if a person had that you knew had to come home early, like from school or something, because, you know, of a particular sickness, and you heard they had a sickness, you said, well, he had to leave because he
was ill.
Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to use the word sick in that, say, you'd say he...
He was sick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if, talking about the process, like, would you say got sick?
Got sick, yeah, probably, okay. Yeah.
And now, if a person sat in a draft, like, especially in the wintertime, you might say, now, you better be careful or you're going to...
Catch cold.
And if they did catch cold and it affected their voice and it was sounded like this, you'd say their voice was...
Hoarse.
And then they might have, with it, they have a...
a cough.
Yeah. And you might say, if you were sitting in a chair and you sort of nodding off, you'd say, you know, I better go to bed, I'm feeling a little bit...
Sleepy.
And then you might say, now, tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock, I'll...
Wake up. You say wake up, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, if a person, like, came to see your husband, for example, and he was still in bed, you might say, well, he's still sleeping, I'll have to go...
Waking him.
And if a doctor gave you some medicine and he saw the bottle and it was still mostly full, and he might get on to you and say, well, what haven't you...
taken?
And then you'd say, well, now, yesterday I...
took.
And tomorrow I'll...
take.
And if a person can't hear anything at all, you say that they're...
they're deaf.
Mm-hmm. And if a person, well, like if you've been working hard and all in the sun, you might come in and take your like wet blouse off and say, look how I...
Sweated.
And a sort of a sore that comes to a head.
Boil.
And when a boil opens, the stuff that comes out of it is...
I don't know if there's a name or not.
Okay. Now, if you had an infection, if you got an infection in your hand, and your hand got bigger than it ought to be, you'd say that your hand...
had swollen.
And if it's not, and then if it wasn't infected, you might say, well, if it's not infected, it probably won't... using the same word.
Swell.
Mm-hmm. And, in a war, if a person got shot, you'd say they got a bullet. A bullet.
Hole.
Yeah. Or, and in talking about the another way of saying hole might be, if a person got stabbed, you'd say they got a stab
wound.
Yes. Now, I don't know if you've ever heard this. Have you ever heard a term for, like, flesh that didn't heal right around the wound and mm-hmm. it would get white and...
Yeah. Ah.
You've heard proud flesh?
Proud flesh. Yes, I have. Uh-huh.
Now, what about the stuff that people would, like if they got a cut on their finger, they'd paint it and it would turn red. And before that, though.
Iodine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what people would take for malaria.
Being a Christian Science, I'm pretty dumb on this stuff.
Yeah, I thought about that. When you said you're a Christian Science, the first thing I thought about, well, what am I going to do about all my medicine questions?
Some of them I know from having read,
yeah.
But in actual use, this was what now?
Malaria.
Malaria.
Quinine, have you heard?
Quinine, yes. Mm-hmm.